Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
We always like to say when John is here, we're unstumpable on tree questions. So line up. We have an open line. If you'd like to jump in, do it now. 1-888-767-4348.
First online is Robin calling in about a desert willow. Welcome to the program, Robin.
Thank you very much. Love your show. I planted in April a whole bunch of different trees in my yard, and one was a desert willow. And it's not like a tree type. It has like multiple stalks coming out of the ground. And after that big storm that we had a month or so ago, one stalk of the tree has totally died. And I don't know what to do with it, and I'm wondering what would have caused that sort of thing. It just is a very odd thing because the rest of the leaves on the tree are beautiful. They're not blooming right now, but they're quite green and vibrant.
Well, I would think it wouldn't be due to the rain. Desert willows are very... thirsty tree. They are riparian. They usually grow along riverbanks. So I don't think it's related to the rain we had. I'm not really sure why a single trunk like that would die. Occasionally it has to do with the root architecture. And I would probably just simply remove it if the rest of the tree is healthy. By the way, desert willows tend to grow multi-trunk because they are more of a shrub than a tree. They can be purchased as single standard trees, but generally they're a multi-trunk like you have.
And in that case, the single trunk, I mean, that took a lot of work to get it a single trunk tree.
Yeah, they just trim off all the others and train a single sprout. And yeah, usually most commonly find them as a multi-trunk.
And to remove that, I picture this not being a very big branch. Granted, it sounded like she just planted them earlier in the spring, so there's not a lot of weight issues. There's not a lot of risking getting a branch falling on your head and getting harmed. Is this a thorny tree?
No, there's no thorns. And yeah, just cut the branch back to the point of attachment as close as you can. And you shouldn't have any problem removing that.
And like John said, possibly just do a little bit of excavation around the root collar, make sure it's not too deep in the ground. Maybe that's causing extra moisture, especially on that one side. So check that. And sometimes you can see even girdling roots that are crossing over the main stem right below the soil line.
Now, these multi-trunk willows, sounds like one shoot in particular has died. How close down to the ground should she cut that, or should she keep that 6 or 8 inches above the ground? Is there any danger in going down almost to the root ball and cutting it off where it meets the root ball, or should she leave a little on there?
You know, generally trees should be planted right at grade, so you should be able to find the point of attachment where it is. If this is a true multi-trunk and that stem actually goes into the soil and it's not attached to the base of the tree where all the other stems emerge, then you could dig around that a little bit, like Steve was saying, to make sure it hasn't been planted too deep.
Okay.
And then cut it wherever you find it.
Very good.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And remember, if it rains a lot, it's really important to shut your irrigation off for a week or two. Okay? Because that excess moisture has caused a lot of problems.
Brian in Glendale, welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir?
Hey, I've got I just purchased a house, and my neighbors told me that they think someone put salt around it to kind of kill it. I personally think it was termites. I guess my question for you is, there was a block planter around it, and when I cut the tree down, because obviously it died, and I kicked the stump over, and it was completely hollow underneath. It was a big hole. I guess I'm wondering, can I replant a tree there, or... do I need to kind of relocate a location?
So he's on a new property. There's an old tree there that's dead. Can he replant, or do you have to relocate?
Yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned about, you know, any kind of residual problems in the soil, unless there was a toxic chemical put down, most of the time you can simply remove that old stump material and put in a new tree. Of course, if there's some of those radiating roots are still in the soil, it's a hard dig to get those out in order to plant a new tree right in the same spot. But sounds like if it's pretty if it's decayed and you could kick it over and there's a big hollow in there, it sounds like you'd have a pretty easy time digging that stump out and putting a new one in.
Any tree recommendations for a Glendale property? Is this the age of this tree? It sounds like it's in a well-established neighborhood, so if you're picturing a little lot size.
Sure. If he's in a planter, too, it sounds like relatively small space. I'd go to our website and go to a document we have there, a fact sheet on small to medium-sized replacement trees.
Scroll through there, and he'll find some good options.
It's itreeservice.com.
And our tree of the month is the ghost gum. And something to be aware of is it's a little frost sensitive.
That's correct. Yeah, that is something to consider if you're going to plant that tree. We had a few cold snaps, as everybody knows, in the last several years. And it can get very, very cold. 20 degrees, they can be frosted.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.